This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. They're totally free. You can go there and get interactive with our other listeners in various different ways. The bulletin board system is one of them with over 500,000 posts. You'll find a lot to talk about there, and you'll also find that it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Going first to David, listening in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, David.
David and Keene.
Nice to meet you today. David stopped me on the street today, and he said, "Are you Mark or Ian?" And I said, "I'm Ian." And he said some very nice things, so it was nice meeting you.
Thanks. I was just going to ask, did you all happen to see the front page of the paper today?
Maybe.
What was on which paper?
It was something to do with the nudity laws, or they call it nudity.
Oh,
painting,
yeah.
Because, and they were kind of like blaming Free State people and stuff.
They were reprinting the union leader story that was written about whether or not the local government people or the state government people would be reviewing the nudity laws in New Hampshire because of some of the toplessness that has been going on in downtown Keene at the town square.
Yeah, it seems like a whole bunch of horse, you know what?
Malarkey. Yep.
Sure. I mean,
you got the chief of police association coming out and saying, "Well, you communities, you had better review your laws," and basically recommending that they, you know, put some kind of crackdown in place because, oh my, we can't have people seeing, naked people or topless women.
Right. There haven't been any naked people. There have been some people walking around without their shirts on, and that's been about it.
Right.
In
and
public parks, which isn't terribly unusual.
And a topless woman was getting her nipples painted the other day, and she did it again the other night. And by the way, the painting was very good. I saw it. So, yeah, I think that it's really just a big hullabaloo, and it's just a way for the newspaper to get a bunch of attention. I mean, that's really all it is. I doubt they're going to do anything to change the laws. I personally am not concerned about that happening because that would be the worst thing they could do. I mean, the worst thing they could do
would be silly.
To go and make it illegal to be topless, because then all of a sudden, I bet you that you'd have more toplessness with the way that some of the activists tend to work.
It would be illegal to breastfeed your kids in public for the most part.
They might carve out an exception for that. But nonetheless, I think that's going to draw more attention to the issue, and it's going to be more likely that people will go topless if they outlaw it.
I just think it's so wrong because it just seems like to me, I'm not saying this in a way, but I don't know. It seems like they sort of harass you guys for some reason, and I think it's such bull, and it's so wrong.
Well, I appreciate that, and I tend to agree with you.
Well, I mean, it's like you guys, to some extent, go out in order to get the attention from the police.
No,
that's not why I go out.
I understand that there are some activists that do that, Mark. You're right. Not every activist is motivated by the same things. Some people do really want to go out there and stir it up with the cops. But I, for one, don't. I want to be left alone. I want to live my life as a free person and not have to go to court and not have to spend all this time dealing with the police and the ramifications of what they do.
Do you believe civil disobedience is a more effective form of outreach than political action?
Form of outreach?
Right, outreach, changing the system, things like that?
I think civil disobedience is a very effective form of activism.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Can I just say one more quick thing that's a different subject real quick?
Sure.
I was listening to the Free Talk Radio. I don't know what it's called. I'm not sure the name of it, but, you know, this 107.5 radio. And I listen to it all the time now that I found it, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah, same here.
I don't want to pat myself on the back here or anything like that, but LRN.FM, when I've heard it on the radio, I'm really pleased with it being there because it's really cool to be able to flip on your radio and hear Stefan Molyneux or Wheels Off Liberty or something like that.
And some brave soul here in Keene, New Hampshire, puts it on 107.5 at, well, I don't know, 50 watts or something like that, and it covers pretty much the city of Keene. I can't really get it once I cross the town line. I can't get it any longer. And
I got it all the way out to the ski place, Pat's.
It's like a breath of fresh air. It's so good.
Great. Yeah. We're glad you're enjoying it. And
but,
of course,
there was one show. There was one show where there was a fellow. He kind of picked apart an interview with chief of police. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, that was me.
That was so good. You did such a good job, man. I'm so glad they're bringing you guys up here because, you know, I mean, it's like. I don't want to feel like I'm buttering you guys up, but you're bringing so much like fresh perspectives and like intelligent
all this
young people coming up here, man. It's awesome.
Good. Thank it's you, just going to get more exciting, David, as more people come here and get involved and plug into the community and get out there and spread these ideas. It's they're unstoppable. They're so logical, and they're so brilliant, and they're so moral, and they're right.
Right. They're not our ideas. Yeah. We've just read them.
No, that's why I say I don't want to pat myself on the back because LRN.FM is great because of the content providers. The people like, you know, the Stefan Molyneux out there, the Gardner Goldsmith with Liberty Conspiracy. If it weren't for them, then we wouldn't have LRN.FM. So thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Those of you that aren't sure what he's talking about, LRN.FM is my little internet radio network that I started as a hobby back in early 2009. And at first it featured a handful of podcasts that were of a liberty-oriented nature, as well as Free Talk Live. And slowly we have expanded, or I have expanded out the programming to include more podcasts. And also we've gotten some live programs as well. Anti-War Radio is live noon to 3 Eastern Time. We've got Ernie Hancock on with Declare Your Independence. He comes on for a couple hours before Free Talk Live. And then, of course, Free Talk Live live 7 nights a week on LRN.FM. And the purpose... the reason why I created the radio network was to, A, kind of a two-pronged purpose, A, to introduce other people in the liberty movement to other liberty-oriented shows, because I know Free Talk Live isn't right for everybody. There's different types of hosts out there with different methods and persuasion. You know, their levels of persuasion are different, and the things they talk about, the things that are they're interested in are different. And so variety is good. And so I understood that even though I was introducing people to my competition, that it's okay because it's going to bring everybody up and everybody's going to benefit from having more liberty-oriented stuff to listen to. So that was one thing. And the other motivation was, well, it's great to have a network that liberty people can listen to, but it'd be even better if we could get non-liberty people to find that audio content. And when you're online, the only way you're going to find Free Talk Live or one of these other great shows is by accident or if somebody recommends it to you. So, like, the guy that called last night, he said he Googled for Free Talk, and he found Free Talk Live, and he loves it, and he's so, you know, really was really giddy about it. That's, I don't know how often that kind of stuff happens on the Internet.
Not nearly as often as it does somebody cruising down their radio dial and finding, some radio station in town.
Right. And so, you know, to some extent, Free Talk Live has been successful, very successful at getting itself on, I've been successful at getting the show on FCC licensed stations. It's taken a lot of time. It's been 5 years worth of my work during my daytime hours calling radio stations, getting the show on more stations, and that's valuable. And we're going to keep growing this program. But a lot of these other shows, they aren't formatted for radio. These other shows are like podcasts, so there's zero chance that most of these other shows are going to get on the radio just because of the way they're. They're just not being delivered to radio stations in the way that we are.
So the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM makes, you know, it makes it easy for somebody to do their own Part 15 station, community
micro
station, pirate station or something like that, and put it on in their local community.
Right, without asking permission, without having to go through the
all over the world. So, I mean, you know, if you're living in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, you can put this on the air with a, you know, little broadcast thing you get from
eBay. $200.
$200.
If you really have some money, you know, spend
it
a couple
grand. It could change the world, people.
Mark Stevens had, in the podcast loop, I heard his show,
And he's live, too, on Saturdays.
He had this Liberty 1640 guy on who is
I heard that.
Part 15, and they talk about setting up these little FCC legal transmitters where you can create
Range
an AM station. Yep. And what it does is it uses the ground plane to sort of run copper wires out into the ground, and that helps radiate the signal.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about on the show, three of these things could cover Phoenix.
Indeed.
And so, and there's a way to apparently sync them up so that you can have it on the same station. People driving around never know that they're changing transmitters.
It's
a great way to cover a huge area.
Yep, there's definitely some neat ways to get out there and get the word about freedom out, and that's what LRN.FM is all about. So you can go there and learn more. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include stuff like our archives. Perhaps you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live. Well, we've got all of those moments archived for you right there on the front page of our website. You can go back for the last week on the front page, and then if you click into the archives page, that'll take you all the way back to 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
Also, have you tried to lose weight before but failed? I have, with the help of experts, developed a super concentrated weight loss formula. And all you have to do is take the pills. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. You don't have to start going to the gym, although it's a good idea to go to the gym. You don't have to change your diet, although you probably, you know, may want to change your diet. But these pills will help you to lose weight, which is what you're looking to do, and you don't have to do any of those things. I've priced them so that you can spend less than a dollar a day in order to lose the weight you've been trying to get rid of. You can go to LumaThinPlus.com. Is it worth a dollar a day to you to stay fat? LumaThinPlus.com will help you solve that problem. It's helped me, and I think it'll help you. LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Ryan is listening in Washington. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, guys. You asked for stocking stories, so I thought I would call in and tell you mine.
Okay. Do tell.
So it was actually the neighbors, the husband and the wife, if you can believe it.
They were stalking you as a team.
I'm sorry, you guys are kind of breaking up. They were stalking my family, actually, including me in some cases. So what happened was, I don't want to get into too much details about what prompted it, but an incident with one of my siblings and their family is what prompted it. And they apparently thought stalking and harassing us was the appropriate response, in addition to, of course, calling the police. And so, you know, I wasn't involved in any of that, but, it was quite amazing. They would follow us around. They'd follow my parents to the store, and they would walk into the store behind them and start yelling obscenities and create a scene.
Wow.
They would visit their places of work. You know, they'd call. They were, they'd gossip with the neighbors, which just happens in any neighborhood, but, you know.
What do these people think that you did to them?
Absolutely. Did do something to them, and it's his private life, so I don't want to share on that. But absolutely, there was a harm done to them.
Okay,
They decided to visit whatever retribution that they were going to give upon
the whole family.
Entire family of one of your siblings that did them harm. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
including myself.
Completely inappropriate.
You know, one of the things that they would do. You know, we were neighbors. We shared a. And so he would stand out, and he would stand there getting drunk, usually holding a baseball bat or something like that, and would sit there and, you know, say he was going to kill me, going to kill the whole family, stuff like this. My parents were terrified. I don't know if it was naivete or what. I was actually never scared of him, and I'm still not to this day. This was in Oregon, and believe it or not, at that time, Oregon did not have a stalking law. And actually, when the law was passed, way down, but it's never completely gone away, and this has been more than 10 years now.
Well, but, I mean, that's ridiculous, though. Oregon did not need a stalking law. If someone's standing there with a baseball bat, tapping it in their hand, saying, I'm going to kill you, they're threatening your life, and that's already against the law.
Right, and that's...
I agree completely.
That's the sort of thing that makes me wonder...
When we did call the police, they told us their hands were tied.
They told them their hands were tied. That's because, well, for one thing, you didn't have video cameras, and I think that in the you weren't using your video cameras, and I think that would have gone a long way if something ever did happen and you had to use some kind of force in order to protect yourself.
We actually did have a video camera, Mark. We did not have YouTube, so that might be the difference.
Right. Yeah. YouTube certainly would change all this.
So, you know, for me, actually, my parents ended up taking the sibling and actually leaving. And I actually stayed behind for a while in my mid-teens. I spent almost pretty much just getting food and money. Yeah, well, again, I was never really scared of them. And then eventually we all moved to a new house once they were able to resettle and relocate. And I finished growing up there. You know,
so you haven't heard from them since then, huh?
Well, so for a long time, my parents were actually too scared to go back and check on the old house. And so they, you know, they couldn't go back to fix it up to sell it. Or I should say they wouldn't. So for a long time, I would just go and check on the house by myself. And actually what finally, you know, they got fed up with the following my parents around and the really atrocious stuff. But every time I would come there or every time we'd try to take people to show the house, they would definitely stand out there and grab the baseball bat and, like, hold it in my hand and, like, slap it in the air.
House. What do you think the neighbors doing that kind of crap?
House like that.
And what are they doing to their own property values in the meantime?
Hey, Ryan, what kind of phone are you on tonight?
I'm actually on a Bluetooth headset. Is it breaking up?
Yeah, there's some funny noises and really bad. But I appreciate your call, and I thank you for the story. Glad you're okay and glad that didn't get any further along than just some crazy man drunken with a baseball bat. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I just want to tell you about a little bit of civil disobedience down here in Orlando and a kind of silly law that inspired it.
All right, sure.
All right. We have a pretty significant homeless population here in Orlando. And,
it's easy to be homeless in Florida.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the whole winter thing coming along and freezing you to death.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to be. So naturally, this inspired a lot of churches and different charities and so forth to go out into the public parks here and feed the homeless mm-hmm. on a regular basis. And apparently, some bureaucrats decided that was a sore eye on the community or whatever, and they actually outlawed feeding the homeless in public on public property within a 2-mile radius of City Hall. So
you can feed the homeless, but as long as you do it on a piece of public property that's not near our headquarters, right?
Exactly.
We wouldn't want you to besmirch our palace, our palatial offices with your homeless brethren.
Right. So the natural thing to do for me was to go right in front of City Hall on their steps and feed the homeless.
Nice.
And so that's what I did yesterday. I made up a bunch of sandwiches on Sunday, and I also sent out a press release to all the local news stations as well as everybody in the City Hall, letting them know what I was going to do. And so I went out there on noon yesterday and fed the homeless right in front of them. I had about 80 sandwiches. Yeah, I had about 80 sandwiches we gave out within about 15 minutes. I got up early that morning and handed out flyers to all the homeless people around and letting them know where they could come get some free lunch. And we
you
got
to do that. Otherwise, you're trying to give out sandwiches. Nobody's coming to eat them.
Exactly. So, we had a great turnout. We gave out 80 sandwiches in about 15 minutes. The police were there. There were some other protests going on and that sort of thing.
Did they arrest anybody or what? Did they take any action?
It was completely peaceful. Apparently, the police, as I suspect, have no interest to, obey this nonsense.
Hmm.
So it was very peaceful. We gave out a bunch of sandwiches, and the best part about it was because of all the press releases I sent out. I was on pretty much every new local news station, radio show, newspaper, that sort of thing.
Wow, way to go, dude. That's an incredible success story. Is there more that you wanted to tell us about?
I want to hear what your talking points to the media was, because I think you can really sort of reshape the issue and wake some people up with what you've
done. Let's talk about that. Can you stick with us here, John?
Yeah, sure.
All right, more in a moment with John. He's with us to talk about his episode of Civil Disobedience, which sounds like a success. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com, you can go and listen in. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions of the show around the clock. Plus, listen lines are also available. You can call in with any phone that can dial long distance. Our webcam is also there. Details on our satellite feed. Go get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. And tune in. Listen.freetalklive.com. John is with us calling from Orlando, where he made the news recently, where I actually saw the story over at freetalklive.com. Somebody had submitted it there, John. And I guess the Orlando Sentinel covered it. Local television stations covered it. You basically went in defiance of some city ordinance that basically banned feeding the homeless within a 2-mile radius of City Hall on public property, and you went right up on the City Hall front steps and fed the homeless.
That's right, and it was one of the most fun times I've ever had. It was a great lunch break.
Fantastic. Now, I mean, were you worried about getting arrested?
You know, not really. I mean, I did leave some money and some things with certain people in case I need to be bailed out, but I really didn't think it was going to be an issue. Once I saw the amount of media that was there, I knew I was in absolutely no danger. I mean, I still think that they may at some point summons me to court or something like that, you know, sort of privately, discreetly.
Yeah, after the fact, that would, like they did with some of the activists up here going around 3 weeks after the fact and arresting them for so-called disorderly conduct. That's a good point. They may very well still come after you. Certainly they know your name now because it's been reported in the news media.
And you know they're trying to save face. They cannot come out and say with a straight face that we've got to stop feeding the homeless on public property, people. It has just gotten out of hand. I mean, they're going to look like the biggest jerks in the world. So, you know, when you had all the media there and everything else, they realize that they're going to lose this one. But I think what they can do is they can just, oh, well, we'll just sit and wait. And, you know, in a week or 2 weeks when he's gone and nobody's there, we can enforce this anytime we want. And they can threaten the companies and the organizations and so forth that have gone and begged the government for permission to operate. So anytime they want, they can come in and crack down on this ordinance and force everyone to follow and do what they want. So it's not going to stop. I think, though, as we were talking about at the end of the last break there, you have the opportunity to really sort of open people's minds when it comes to the homeless. Most people think, oh, well, they're bums, they need to get a job, or they're addicted to drugs or losers or whatever. And we have a problem here with homeless in the small town of Keene, New Hampshire, with 25,000 people. There's a area where they go and camp out behind a grocery store. And now that, you know,
are
some,
they still there? I heard they left.
I don't know if they're still there or not.
Saw a guy riding a bike out from around back there yesterday. So.
And some of these, I went back there and interviewed them. Some of these people have worked for the city for 30 years. And now that, you know, they're not working and they're not paying taxes, the government's like, well, get out of here. We don't care where you go, but you need to leave, you know, our place. So they don't want to see the consequences of their policies. And that's what these people are, is they're people who can't get a job because, you know, the guy, Stefan Molyneux, did a great sort of podcast segment on this, that you can show people the gun in the room by saying, look, it's because of minimum wages that these people don't have jobs. It's because of all of your regulations that companies out there won't hire somebody because they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you coming in and shutting down their business for them trying to do something that, you know, both parties agree on in order for them to survive as an organization.
So what about the talking points? I mean, when you were talking, you were asking about this, Sam.
Yep.
When you were being interviewed by the media, John, how did that go? What were some of the things you focused on?
Well, I think it went pretty well, and I know that, you know, they can pretty much take you in sound bites as they please, so I pretty much tried to stay very on topic and with very short statements, and my main message was just, you know, good people break bad laws, and that was really my main message I tried to stay on, and I went off on some different tangents here and there, but for the most part, that's really what got out in the media was good people break bad laws. And I think it's an extremely important message to get in front of people that, you know, something so extreme, so ridiculous as you're not allowed to feed homeless people, you know, this could spawn into all other kinds of opening people's minds about various other laws that make no sense. And so that was really my topic. I mean, I kind of knew going out there that one of two things was going to happen. I was going to get arrested or I was going to walk away. Either way, the state would show their own illegitimacy by being so cruel and ridiculous as to come arrest me for feeding homeless, or to be so, impotent as to not do anything about it, which was ended up happening. Either way, the state becomes illegitimate, and that was kind of my goal. So I think it was a great success, and I plan to keep on doing it, so we'll see what happens.
Really? When's your next planned feeding?
I don't have it planned yet. I'm probably thinking Saturdays. I did this one Monday on my lunch break. It's a little stressful to leave work knowing I have a 2 o'clock appointment going and not knowing if I'm going to be in jail at that time.
Right. So, well, I'd like to point out that the dealing with the homeless is a double-sided sword. It's one thing to go and do it on the courthouse steps or the town hall steps. I think that's I think that minimizes the problems you're going to have. But when you go into city parks, generally people's homes surround city parks, and those people who have homes, I can tell you, do not want a bunch of bums, a bum magnet coming to their place. They also, I'm sorry to say, that it seems to me that homeless are more likely to use the restroom where they live, which is outdoors. So you're going to have that going on in parks that people may be trying to, you know, have a good time in. People can feel threatened around people that aren't able to take a shower on a regular basis, look scraggly, are the kind of people that don't have jobs, that kind of thing. They can feel threatened. Their children can feel threatened. So what can happen is they're driven out of the park, and just the people just the homeless people are then having range of the park, using it as their toilet and all this kind of other stuff. And I'm not saying that it's immoral to feed them. I'm just saying that you can have yourself a press debacle on your hands. Liberty activists turn park into a homeless shelter, public/public toilet. Whereas if you do it to the city hall steps, well, as far as I'm concerned, if the politicians have to step in and crap on their way in, it's not a terrible thing.
Exactly. I mean, if I'm going to bring them all anywhere, I want it to be right at City Hall, where all these people have to deal with the mess that they've created. and so that's kind of why I went there.
I think it's great. I hope you'll keep us in the loop here, John, as to what transpires in your future events, because it's very like I would say the more often you do them, the more likely it's going to be that at some point someone in the city, the mayor or whoever the bureaucrats were that passed this ordinance, they're going to go to the police chief and they are going to say something to the effect of, look, this John, he is making us look like a jackass. We cannot do this anymore. We can't allow him to get away with this anymore. He's thumbing his nose at the law, and he's making us look like fools. And at some point, they are likely, and you may be right, they may do it at your house one night. At some point, they probably are going to arrest you.
That's very possible, and I'd like to point out just real quick that there's one person in Orlando. It happened about a year ago. This has been an ongoing legal battle here, and just recently the courts have reinforced that they can enforce this. But about a year ago, somebody was arrested and went to trial over this, and he was acquitted through jury nullification.
Nice.
So I have a lot of hope here. I have a lot of pride. We're actively doing Fiji outreach and lots of other great things here in Orlando. So I'm not worried about it at all, and we'll see how it goes.
Boy, if you can turn Orlando into Liberty Mecca, you give us a call back, man.
I mean, we're just New Hampshire winner.
I can't even imagine some of the things you're saying. Jury nullification working in Orlando. Wow. But I need to hear more. There's so much going on in here in New Hampshire. I just need to hear more.
There's a good crew of guys that came up. You were one of the guys that came up to Porkfest, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, it's like a huge, like two carloads of people came up from Orlando.
That is huge. It's absolutely huge.
Yeah, a bunch of friends came up from Orlando, and we're having a great time at Porkfest. So I guess you've been somewhat inspired by the things happening up here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you guys have been a big influence on my life, absolutely. Porkfest was one of the best experiences I had.
John, you've done it better, I think, than a lot of people doing civil disobedience. A lot of the kind of civil disobedience that's been going on up here has just been the living free kind. There's no press releases that have been sent out or anything like that. So it hasn't been turned into an event about civil disobedience. And that's what you did, and you were successful. You got the press coverage. It was, I would say, relatively fair, positive. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. And congratulations on your success. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, it'd be a success if they arrested him, too, because, well, when you're coming from the perspective of liberty, you win every time.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only a few moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now, though, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a list of things there that you can do to get Free Talk Live, say, in more ears around the internet, on more radio stations, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Don't forget to visit Sam over on his website, obscuredtruth.com. Sam, putting together, I think you last time we talked, you're still working on computer stuff behind the scenes.
I am, yeah.
Getting things
wrapping that up, though.
Putting together a brand new editing deck or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be back to work editing soon and bringing more great liberty-oriented videos to your site, obscuredtruth.com. By the way, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. So earlier in the show tonight, we were talking about raw foods. And this this federal, state, and local attack against a raw food store called, in a very cute name, Rawsome Foods in Los Angeles, California. They came in, four officers with guns drawn on these, as they described them, hemp-wearing employees. They came in there and they were in search of cheese. In search of milk.
This is a public grocery store. I mean, what kind of threat do these cops think that they're going to run into going in there, guns drawn?
Right, like the hippie behind the counter is going to all of a sudden pull out an Uzi and just start spraying.
Quavo, blast him!
This is absolutely a bunch of badge-heavy dudes that, well, let's show our guns and really frighten some people. They just want to frighten some people.
It's sick.
They want to make themselves feel like big men. It's disgusting.
So what do they have to say for themselves? Well, Nicole Nieser, program manager for Dairy Meat and Poultry Inspection at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, says this is not about restricting the public's rights. This is about making sure people are safe. And that's what it's always about, isn't it? It's always about the safety or the children or keeping the children safe or keeping everybody safe. And safety is just so important. It's just so much more important than freedom. Safety is so much more important than actually being able to choose and make decisions for yourself and make the wrong choice sometimes and learn from your mistakes. No, no, safety, safety, safety. Demand for all manner of raw foods, this is again the LA Times, including honey, nuts, and meat, has been growing, spurred by heightened interest in the way food is produced. But raw milk in particular has drawn a lot of regulatory scrutiny, largely because the politically powerful dairy industry has pressed the government to act. And that certainly is a true statement. It is legal for licensed dairies to sell raw milk at retail outlets in California and 10 other states, according to research by the National Conference of State Legislatures. 20 states allow people to buy unpasteurized milk directly from farms or take part in a cow-sharing program.
So you can buy this stuff in some states, but not in this state, and so therefore they had to bust in with their guns drawn.
However,
this is just ridiculous.
However, while it may be legal to sell raw milk at retail outlets in California, in the case of Rawsome, regulators allege the group broke the law by failing to have the proper permits to sell food to the public. So you can sell your raw milk as long as you pay the government their extraction.
That's what it is. Permits and regulations that took down Lysander Spooner and his postal service when he was competing with the government.
Sure, they don't want to give them to people they don't want to give them to.
So while the raid was happening at Rawsome, another went down at one of its suppliers, Healthy Family Farms in Ventura County. California agricultural bureaucrats said the farm owner Sharon Palmer's processing plant had not met standards to obtain a license. Palmer could not be reached for comment. Rawsome's fans, though, shrugged off such concerns. Darren Nellis, these people, they just hate government and they just want to live how they want. How dare they? Darren Nellis, 41, who runs a nonprofit production company in Culver City, has been a member of Rawsome for 3 months. He says, I always had problems with my stomach and digestion with normal milk. I like how raw goat milk tastes, and I feel better.
Too bad.
Yep. Such sentiments exasperate officials at the Food and Drug Administration, which bans interstate sales of raw milk and advises that both milk and honey should be pasteurized. The debate has boiled. Is that a pasteurization joke? At the state level for years, Altadena dairy founder Harold Stuve fought for decades to help keep raw milk sales legal in California. This year, Wisconsin legislators approved a bill aimed largely at allowing the state's struggling small farmers to sell more raw milk products. But Governor Jim Doyle vetoed that bill under pressure from large producers. In neighboring Minnesota, whose official state drink is milk, authorities recently raided a private club similar to Rawsome in southern Minneapolis. So, I mean, these are not uncommon stories these days, that there are raids happening against raw food providers across the country. They're also going after the Amish.
All in the name of safety, because, you know, what's going to keep us safest is having one very small group of people who have absolutely no responsibility, no accountability. Nobody's going to come back to them if it turns out they were wrong about the decisions that they make, and having them force their decisions on everybody else by SWAT teams.
Yeah, because nothing's more safe than having a bunch of trigger-happy, adrenaline-junkie cops pop into your store, bust through the front door, and point guns at people. What's going to happen when the first kid makes a furtive movement and one of the kids behind the counter and some cop plugs one of the employees? How far off are we from the first raw milk murder in the hands of the government?
On a botched raw milk raid. But, I mean, beyond that, Mark talks about this all the time, how the government has changed positions on, like, butter and margarine and, oh, it's good for you. Now eggs are bad for you. Now eggs are good for you. Now this is bad. They cannot make up their mind because they're not basing it on facts. They're basing it on, who's contributing to their campaign. And it's no coincidence that dairy is part of the food chain, the government's food pyramid. Folks, there are islands where they have no cows. People go their whole lives drinking zero milk. Why aren't they dying? If it's part of the basic food pyramid that everybody needs,
well, they are.
Why aren't they dying at 20 or 30? Yeah.
Well, I think that, it's fine to drink milk. It's a great source of protein. I don't think you need it. You can get your protein from other locations. But the people that, believe in raw milk, believe in it for whatever reason they choose to believe in it in, and they should be able to get it for that reason. That's all.
Yep.
Agencies that participated in the raid on Rawsome included the L.A. County Department of Public Health, the County District Attorney's Office, Department of Food and Agriculture in California, the FDA, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Investigators confiscated the club's computer. and 17 coolers packed with, among other things, 24 bottles of organic honey, 10 gallons of whole raw milk, and 2 bottles of raw cane syrup. Stewart said the health department slapped a closure notice on the club's front door that said it was operating a food facility without a valid public health permit. The health department, district attorney's office, and the FDA declined to comment, citing the pending investigation. The State Department of Food and Agriculture...
We're not commenting because you people are beneath us.
Now, wait, did they go to the grocery store and say, hey, you know, you guys are selling raw foods here, we have this other permit that you're going to have to buy, and they say, no, go away, or did they just come with SWAT teams?
That's a good question. The State Department of Agriculture, Food and Agriculture, which is the agency of record, on the search warrant says it continues to work with the district attorney's office. However, co-op members are undeterred. 4 days after the raid, the heroic folks at Rossum reopened its doors.
Yeah, shelves, the people that want raw milk are going to get their raw milk.
Shelves were restocked. It's not mentioned here whether they got a permit. Doubtful they would have in 4 days, and they've remained so ever since. On a recent Wednesday afternoon, the line stretched halfway down the block. A stern young man in baggy cargo pants and sunglasses guarded the entrance, checking driver's licenses. Rossum volunteer Leela Buttery, professional biologist, handed out legal waivers to sign. One woman digging into her green grocery bag for a pen asked, you guys got shut down last week? Yes, said Buttery. That's nuts, the woman replied. You're not going to stop, right? Buttery grinned. Can I see your membership card? It's great.
These
That's
people
a great
are
end of the story.
Absolutely very brave folks. But yeah. I just want to speak to the kind of people that want raw milk. You know, my wife is into this raw milk thing. A friend of ours, Free Stater, got us into it, and it's their thing. And, you know, I like it better. I enjoy it, but maybe it's – I don't even know the reasons. You know, I've got several reasons, but, you know, if I was single, I'd probably still be buying the stuff in the store just because it's easier. But when she's going on a road trip here in the relatively near future, my nephew-in-law is getting married, and, well – she's got to figure out some place to get it. So she's checking places where she can buy raw milk, calling around the nation in advance so that she can get this stuff. So that she, I mean, this is what they do. You know you can get milk anywhere. She doesn't want milk from anywhere. She wants raw milk, and that's what she wants, and that's what she's going
to
get it.
Let's go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, yo, man. I'll tell you who's behind this, man. It's the insurance industry. They influence our legislators. They're the most expensive lobbyists to pass out the
money.
Pretty
sure it's the milk industry, actually.
The insurance industry is behind all this extra ultra safety bull crap. They're behind the seatbelt law. They're behind.
That's true. They're behind the seatbelt law.
Thing,
I'm pretty sure you can point the finger at the big milk producers for this one, Dave. Thank you for the call.
No, it's actually the people doing the homogenization. That's where it's centralized. So.
There is more coming up tomorrow night. Join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.